This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The death toll from this week's massive earthquake off the coast of Chile has risen to 11. Remarkably, only 9 others are in hospital in connection with the massive quake, which hit off the country's west coast on Wednesday evening local time, measuring 8.4 on the Richter scale. Numerous aftershocks continue to rattle the region. Around 1 million people have been forced from their homes because of the damage to the homes caused by the quake. However, the minimal number of deaths and injuries for a quake of its size is due in large part to building codes in Chile. Chile has some of the strongest building codes in the world because of its location along a major seismic fault line. The area where the earthquake hit is along the same tectonic plate, which generated the world's largest ever recorded earthquake, a magnitude 9.5 quake, in 1960. This year's China-ASEAN Expo was kicked off in Guangxi's capital, Nanning. The 4-day expo focused this year on promoting the 21st Century Maritime Silk Road Initiative. Over 2,200 companies from China and Southeast Asian countries are taking part in this year's event. The expo is a platform to promote bilateral trade among China and ASEAN countries. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with several entrepreneurs and former officials from the United States here in Beijing. He's taken time to address a regular meeting among Chinese and U.S. business leaders ahead of his visit to the U.S. Xi Jinping due to leave next week for a trip to Seattle, Washington, D.C., and New York. He's also set to meet with U.S. President Barack Obama next Friday. Those discussions expected to focus on a number of areas, including international concerns, trade, and economics. A China-U.S. climate summit has come to a close in Los Angeles. Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi leading the Chinese delegation. Yang says the focus of the meetings in L.A. were focused mostly on implementing last year's agreement announced at the APEC meeting in Beijing. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden saying action by both China and the U.S. critical in getting a global climate change agreement signed in Paris in December. Today, summit in Los Angeles being attended by delegates from some 30 local governments from both countries. They've been given specific objectives on energy conservation and emission reductions. The Chinese government is rebuffing Japanese accusations that Chinese gas exploration work is taking place in a disputed part of the East China Sea. Chinese Foreign Ministry has issued a statement saying Japan has no right to make irresponsible comments. Also says comments such as this will not help tensions in the East China Sea. Joint military drill between China and Malaysia underway in the Strait of Malacca. Drill is being touted as the largest bilateral military exercise ever between China and a country from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Drills themselves focus mostly on anti-piracy. Strait of Malacca is one of the world's most heavily traveled waterways, with over 90,000 vessels passing through it every year, carrying about 1/4 of the world's traded goods. However, piracy in the Strait of Malacca is still rampant, despite long-term efforts by Malaysia, Indonesia, and Singapore. Annual Beijing Forum on Human Rights has come to an end. The 2-day event, which focuses on peace and development, brought together more than 100 different officials and human rights experts from more than 30 different countries and regions. Their discussions this time centering on the relationship between the victory in World War II and the progress made on human rights since then. The annual event, first held in Beijing in 2008. More than 100 people have been killed in South Sudan after an oil tanker truck overturned and later exploded. The truck itself overturning after veering off a dirt road. After the driver left to get help, locals then gathered around to steal the oil from the truck. This is when the truck blew up. At least 60 people, including a number of children, were killed in the initial blast. Many others later died from their burn injuries. Japan and South Korea set to hold talks in Tokyo later on this Friday to discuss the issue of comfort women. South Korea has been demanding an apology as well as compensation. However, Japan insists all issues connected to sexual slavery during the war have already been resolved in the 1965 treaty that normalized diplomatic relations between the two countries. Both sides have suggested headway on the issue has been made in previous rounds of talks. Russia offering to hold talks with the United States about its military involvement in Syria. A spokesperson for the Russian Foreign Ministry says the Russian side willing to provide any information the U.S. wants. Moscow has been stepping up its military assistance to the Syrian government over the past couple of weeks, which Moscow insists is to help battle terrorism. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.